Receive a $50 AT&T promotion card 2-year wireless service agreement with minimum $20 monthly messaging plan required. Certain geographic other monthly charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I know that Dave uses different music, but...
Ooh, what do I get instead?
This is
oh, yeah, the classics.
The classics. Mike Schultz is here from the River City Reader, and we've discussed his 10 favorite or most pleasurable albums of, or movies of last year, and the 100 of the decade. And now we're going to talk about what he saw last week and what he's going to see this week. So we'll
sounds like a plan. Yeah, absolutely. So what did we see last week? Let's check this out. Youth in Revolt. Let's talk about this because you saw that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Cera and double cast as good Michael Cera and bad Michael Cera.
Right.
I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah,
I had a good time. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just nice to see that he can stretch a little bit.
Yeah. No,
just a little.
No big giant laughs.
Right.
But pretty entertaining.
Pretty entertaining stuff. You can't go wrong. I mean, if you've got Zach Galifianakis, you know, he's the one we like.
He's not in it a whole lot.
Not much, no, but you get to, Steve Buscemi, Fred Willard, Gene Smart. That's a really good cast.
Right.
A lot of good people in that.
And, but the favorite character in it is Francois.
Yes, Francois
Dillinger.
Francois Dillinger, yeah, classic.
I mean, one of my favorite things in the movie is the way the guy smokes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's constantly just changing the way that he smokes.
He has no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
Right.
It was just light. It went fast. Yeah, it was a good time.
And I thought, I've never heard this name before, but I thought the name Sheenie is a pretty cute name for a girl.
Yeah. Sheenie is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's her real name? Her name is cute in real life, too, the actress. Portia Doubleday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, cute name.
So overall,
playing a cute name.
Not bad.
It was just fine.
And,
had a good time.
I mean, I suppose it's the sort of a teen movie that's not really a teen movie.
Nah, it's not so much.
It's as much for people that are in their 30s and 40s as much as it is for anyone who's in their teens, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of reminds you of, I wish I was the badass in high school.
Yeah, and, that's
you know, yeah, it's
all
okay.
All right, so what else did you
I saw Daybreakers, the vampire movie with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
You are going to be so happy to know that they turn into bats.
They do turn into
vampires,
bats.
Vampires, they turn into bats. I mean, they're kind of gigantic bat, kind of gigantic hairless bats, but they turn into bats.
That's not bad.
They are not visible in mirrors. Which is a it's like I was just so relieved that
getting
finally
back
we're
vampire.
Getting back to traditional vampire values.
Okay, so those
it was it was a good clever little flick.
Yeah.
I think it falls apart in the end. It kind of turns into a generic thing where a lot of stuff blows up basically.
Uh-huh.
A lot of convenient exits and last minute rescues and stuff. But until then, it's pretty clever.
They turn into hairless bats.
Big hairless bats. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. It's good. It's a good low budget.
Uh-huh.
You know, thriller. Yeah, the effects are good, and it's really good, creepy imagery. Yeah,
right,
I was
so
happy.
Kind of so far, kind of two for two.
Two for two. We'll extend that. I saw a movie called The Young Victoria, which we didn't talk about last week. It's a period
about
flick
young
with
queen,
about
I'm
young queen Victoria, and it's really quite good. I oftentimes have major problems with British period flicks about royalty because they're duller than hell for the most part.
Right.
And this one was really nice. Emily Blunt plays the queen. She's tremendous. But it's, a good story, well told. That's about all there is to say about it, but it's a nice little piece of work.
Okay,
it won't last long.
And Helen Mirren's nowhere near.
She's nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to
Vanessa
be found.
Redgrave doesn't show up.
Doesn't show
Emma
up.
Thompson ain't in it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, refreshing.
All right, so
finally, I saw over at the Putnam Museum, they've got a new one, Wild Ocean 3D, which is basically just 40 minutes of fish,
but
it's
cool.
40 minutes of IMAX 3D fish.
So you had a good weekend.
It was great for January, especially.
Yeah.
It was great.
Right, so you didn't strike out on any of them.
I worked out well because I blew off leap year with Amy Adams.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
just couldn't do it.
How did that
one end up doing?
I couldn't. I don't know. I think it did fine, like $8 million or something.
Yeah.
Enough to keep her in business for a while, but...
Right.
No.
I just couldn't pull the trigger,
I'm busy, and I'm in rehearsals these days for a play that's opening next week, and so I have to pick my battles movie-wise.
Oh, okay.
And I said, leap year.
Oh,
this is at the Village Theater. We're doing a Fool for Love, Sam Shepard play, the Curtain Box Theater Company.
Okay.
Yeah, it opens next week.
All right, well, then what are we checking out this week?
Let's see. We've got The Book of Eli.
Right, that's
which
the
I
big
don't...
one that's, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, kind of a post-apocalyptic gray movie.
Gotta,
it looks terribly gray.
He's got to clean something up.
Yeah, he's got guns. and he's pissed.
Right.
So
yeah,
we got that.
He's looking for the book.
We've got the Lovely Bones.
The Lovely Bones, where a girl,
Peter Jackson,
looks like a girl's been murdered in the 70s or something.
Yeah, I think it's like set in 74, maybe.
Yeah, and she is going to help her father find the killer finally.
Yeah, exactly. It's not getting the best of reviews. The book is a classic of sorts, I guess, which I meant to read before I saw the movie and didn't happen. That's
right.
But yeah, so we'll see. But it's Peter Jackson, so it's got to be at least kind of visually interesting, you'd think.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
Worst comes to worst. We got Nicolas Cage doing a remake of Bad Lieutenant.
Okay, that's this week?
Yeah, it actually opened a couple months ago New York and Chicago and L.A.
It's finally here.
But we're finally getting it, which means it'll last for a week and it'll be gone.
But you're kind of excited about this.
I'm kind of excited. I mean, as much as I detest Nicolas Cage, more often than not, everything I read on this says that he's kind of crazy over-the-topness is actually for service of a character this time. And it's got him freaking out on drugs and seeing iguanas where they don't exist. I'm like, all right, I'm on board. Could be fun.
Okay.
So I'll let you know. And finally, what else? Something with Jackie Chan and and kids. The Spy Next Door,
This is basically what happens, right? Ugh. This happens to every action hero, right? Mm. Eventually, if you hang in there long enough, you have to eventually do the comedy with the kids.
You have to do a Disney comedy with children. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's sad. This preview looks miserable. I think it's next week that we're getting that The Rock, where he's the Tooth Fairy.
Yes. See, now, those are the movies where a well-placed explosion would
work. That would be fine. Preferably in the lead's hands. Yeah.
Boy, that took out 2 8-year-olds. We didn't see that.
didn't see that coming
at all.
Uncle Walt would be pissed.
It's like, all I asked you was to keep an eye on the kids, and somehow you let them step on landmines.
Yeah, right?
Landmines here in this neighborhood? It's a gated community. How did landmines go off?
Man, you need to be a script doctor. I swear,
doctor,
you should be on the payroll.
All right, well, then that's it.
Whatever.
Any big movies coming up here in the near future?
Or? I don't know. I'm really criminally out of the loop.
Golden Globe winner, then, on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's coming Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez, forgot all about that.
Golden Globe.
What?
I think you're leaning toward the Hurt Locker for the Oscars, or no?
I'm leaning towards the Hurt Locker for the Oscars for now, but it's going to be a crazy close race this year. I'm thinking they're going to give it to Avatar, is my guess.
Not up in the air.
I don't think so. I think the buzz on that's just starting to wane. I don't think it touched the nerve that people thought it was going to touch.
I think it was more of a critic favorite than a necessarily didn't have the legs or whatever.
Not so much. I don't think. I really think though Avatar's Avatar could be crazy hard to beat at the Oscars too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And what's cool, of course, is that it is Hurt Locker, directed by Kathryn Bigelow, and she's the ex-wife of James Cameron, which is kind of cool. So you could easily see a little director-picture split there, which would be kind of fun.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, we'll check things out this week. Yeah. Everything's online, right?
It is. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks for having me, as always, man.
RiverCityReader.com, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next week when we're at full strength. And here's Ozzie.